AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Torrential downpours have now grounded more than 7,500 flights nationwide. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is tracking conditions for us.
If you're planning on flying through any airport in the Northeast Corridor, from Boston Logan all the way down to Washington Dulles, we're going to be seeing massive airport delays up and down the Northeast for folks returning from their July 4th holiday. And we are going to be seeing flooded roadways likely as well. So large portions of Interstate 95 in that flood threat. Please remember to turn around and don't drown. Don't drive through places where you can't see how deep the water is.
Meantime, states down south and out west are still dealing with intense heat. Arizona will feel the worst of it all week. But it's not just here in the U.S. Southern Europe has a heat wave of its own. This woman's visiting Rome from Singapore, and it's 98.
The heat is like something that we're kind of used to, but this is kind of insane. There's not much AC around the place. Like, I'm not sure if it's a thing in Rome, but we don't really see it that often.
President Biden is in London now, meeting with Britain's Prime Minister and King before he jets off to Lithuania for a big NATO summit. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Prior to his departure for Europe, President Biden sat down for an interview with CNN, where he was asked whether Ukraine should become a member of NATO.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO.
Especially at this time.
I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war.
A war that has now surpassed 500 days.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's on her way home from China, where leaders met last week to improve economic ties. She talked to Face the Nation before leaving.
My purpose is to make sure that we don't engage in a series of unintended escalatory actions that will be harmful to our overall economic relationship.
A murder suspect who escaped from jail is still missing out in Pennsylvania.
I think people in the city of Warren feel nervous and anxious for this gentleman to be apprehended.
Authorities think he could be hiding in the woods. And the FDA is now looking into an energy drink called Prime, which has the caffeine of 6 cans of soda. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Unlike Red Bull, it is specifically targeted. The advertising campaign is targeted at kids under 18. So that's why I'm sounding the alarm and asking the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to investigate.
Reps for Prime say it's clearly marked that it's not recommended for minors. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 62. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 90. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 60. Chance for scattered storms. Tuesday, chance for scattered rain showers on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that is designed to come to you over the radio. You know, sometimes on this show, we get a topic that seems so obvious that we overlook it completely. So this week, we're finally going to make up for the fact that there's a lot of songs about radio. So tune in, turn on, and flop down and join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
Song that put a little band from Athens, Georgia on the map, at least for college radio, REM from 1983. That was Radio Free Europe. Michael Stipe mumbling his way through a song. He would get more articulate as their career progressed. And we're going to have a good example of that a little later on in the show. And we started off today with Donna Summer, the disco queen herself, with On the Radio. Next up, let's turn to a more recent song that came to us from the popular musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I decided today not to play the soundtrack version of that or the original Broadway cast version because I found a very nice rendition by the folk chanteuse Dar Williams. Here's Midnight Radio.
A song hits you so hard. Filling you up. And suddenly
we'll be right back.
And that was Radio Heart by, well, Radio Heart, featuring Gary Numan, late of the Tubaway Army, and of course his own solo career. By the way, if you haven't checked out what Gary Numan has been doing lately, I would definitely look it up. He's done some really remarkable things over the last decade or so. Time for a break, everyone, here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, we're going to go to the 80s, where a band who made most of their biggest successes in the 70s, but for one day in 1985, had one of the greatest live performances ever captured on film. And we're going to play that for you when we come back on WFHR.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
other side of the radio, wondering why I'm here and why anybody cares what I say. No, I'm not a better man, 'cause I'm singing my songs on the radio, 'cause we're all the same at the end of the day. Now I imagine you on the other side of the radio, doing your homework or driving with your windows down on the freeway. I see you tapping the wheel, I see you bobbing your head to the radio. Oh, and it makes my day to see that smile on your face. And in some small way I remember my place, 'cause it's you and me singing the same song right now. Maybe this will bring us together somehow. Maybe there's a million people all singing along. Somebody started thinking about the third line, and maybe someone's saying a prayer for the first time. And that's enough reason to keep me singing my song. Volume and sing at the top of your lungs with the radio, tuning in to some good news and laughing along with the DJ. We're changing somebody's world from the other side of the radio. Oh, and it makes my day to see that smile on your face, and in some small way together somehow. And maybe there's a million people all singing along.
Chris Rice there with The Other Side of the Radio, kind of how radio can bring us together. And man, oh man, back in 1985 at Live Aid, Queen brought everyone together with their rendition of Radio Gaga, Freddie Mercury with that audience in the palm of his hand. It's really remarkable to watch. Let's move up now to the early 2000s with the French duo who made their bones in the 90s but have kept going strong ever since then. This next one is from their classic album 10,000 Hertz Legend. It's Air with Radio Number One. Equally.
number one.
An obscure, sunshiny pop band from the 60s. That was The Parade, who ultimately created only about 23 tracks in their career. They were not a success, but I gotta say, not bad. Not bad at all. Time for another break here on Seth Faces the Music. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll listen to a song that comes to us from a soundtrack of a movie from the late 70s all about a radio station. The movie itself is kind of nuts and not very good. But on the plus side, they got a very, very good group to do the theme song for it. We'll play that theme song when we come back here on WFHR.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Don't see.
my radio advised. With every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is the sound of salvation. Radio is leading us the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. I wanna fight the hand that feeds me. I wanna fight that hand so badly. I wanna make them wish they'd never seen me. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio.
Declan McManus with his band, The Attractions. Okay, he went by Elvis Costello. He still does. Yeah, yeah, whatever. With Radio, Radio. And before that, we opened up this set with Steely Dan and FM. Interestingly enough, both of those songs from around the same time period. Very, very different sounding. Lots of different stuff going on from the late 70s transitioning into the 80s. Well, everyone, I think it's time for us to get down. Time for us to get funky. Time for us to listen to Rockin' Radio by Mr. Tom Brown. Please, Mr. DJ, spin that platter. We'll be right back. Well, I hope everyone was dancing to that one. That's a good one to get your groove on. And that also takes us to the end of hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. We will be right back after a short break, playing some more songs about the radio. We've got A Wall of Voodoo, we've got Shakespeare's Sisters, we've got A Guy with a Big Head, and we got a pair of brothers with glorious harmonies, all coming up in hour two. So don't miss it.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at